Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. How are you today?
Doing great. Thanks so much for asking.
Let me find the email here. I'm trying to go online onto my account, and I was having issues. Find your email here, though. Shoot, there it is. I'm traveling, so I had tried to put my account on hold while I was going to be gone, and I just got an email notifying me that your subscription from Omex Health Official Store is set to renew shortly. I thought I saw one that said that they were going to mail it out on the 24th. Anyway, long and short of it is I tried to go online, and I'm not able to log in for some reason. I put in my email address and the password that I had for it, and it said it didn't recognize the password. So then I clicked on the link that said forgot password, and it said that it's not finding an account for my email.
Okay, so you already have an account with Omex Health? You already placed the order before?
Yes, I've received three orders, I believe. Yeah.
And were you actually on a subscription, or were you just like placing one-time orders? Because
no,
that may be what
it was. Yeah, no, I had placed I had put myself on a subscription. I think it was every 2 months. They were, yeah.
Okay, can you spell out your first and last name for me, please?
Sure.
Can you spell out your first and last name for me, please, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry. Spell my Gary, G-A-R-Y. Last name is Bergan, B-E-R-G-A-N.
B-E-R-G-A-N?
G-A-N, correct.
Okay, Gary, B-A-R-G-E-N.
I'm sorry, it's B-E-R-G-A-N.
Oh, B-E-R-G-E-N?
Yes. No, B-E-R-G-A-N.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
You said it's Gary, G-A-R-Y, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm not looking in the account. Do you have like an order number maybe?
I don't have any of that with me while I'm traveling. I just have the email that I received.
Okay, let me try your email. Can I have your email, please?
Yeah, it's all one word, R-E-F-C-H-A-D.
Okay, R-E.
Yes.
Okay, R-E-F.
R-C-H-A-D.
C-H-A-D.
Right, at Gmail.
Okay, let me make sure I have that correct. That's R as in red, E as in elephant, F as in Frank.
Correct.
C-H-A-D, C as in Charles, H as in Henry, A as in apple, D as in dog.
Correct.
Yes, I'm not locating an account neither, sir. I do apologize. Are you sure you ordering from Omex Health, and are you sure you were on a subscription?
Yes. I mean, I've got product.
What was the name of the product that you were ordering?
The I've got a box. Just a second. I'm going to grab a box. So when I went to put my subscription on hold before I left, this was about a month or so ago, there is a big issue over trying to find the website that I had got an account through. And I was a little bit concerned because it sounded like maybe I had gotten, you know, signed up for something that wasn't legit, even though I had received product. And then after a bunch of research, I got a call back that said, yes, in fact, they just realized it, but the website that I was using was correct, and it was one of the extension websites. So the website that I signed up for originally was omax3.com.
Is it omax3?
Correct.
Okay, omax3.com.
Yeah, and when I was talking to the customer service person, they didn't recognize that website at all. And like I said, it made me nervous because I thought, well, shoot, maybe I fell for something and shouldn't have signed up for it. But then after some research, they got back to me and said that was a legitimate website. And it was like an extension. They just didn't know that it was another website for the parent company, the Omax Health company.
Okay, so one moment, please.
Okay.
And I'm still here, just one moment, just putting the information in and trying to locate it again, okay?
Okay.
Okay, one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm still not locating the account. You said, what was the name of the product again, sir?
Well, it's Omax 3, Ultra Pure Omega 3, 1,500 milligram, 60 soft gels in the box. And it says Omax and Omax 3 are registered trademarks, copyright 2022 for Omax Health Incorporated. This is all what's on the box that has the blister packs in it.
Okay, one moment, please.
You know what? The email that I received, it had a link that I could click on to manage my subscription, and the link sent me to a website saying omaxstore.myshopify.com. Is that familiar to you at all?
Okay, one more time, please. You said it's what now?
Okay, so the link, when I clicked on manage my subscription in the email that I received, it took me to a website that the URL address is omaxstore.myshopify.com.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm still not locating the account. I'm giving one moment, sir. Let me see. Let me make sure I'm putting everything
okay.
In. You said you have ordered from us before, was it a subscription?
Yeah, but like I said, when I first went out and went to initiate my subscription or, you know, look to get the product, I clicked on the link. Well, I went to a website, omax3.com. That's what came up when I searched for the product. And so that's the website that I went into and created an account and whatever. And it wasn't until after a couple shipments and I was getting ready to I needed to postpone some shipments because I was going to be traveling, that all of a sudden I was having difficulty managing, you know, the deliveries and things like that.
Okay, one moment. Okay, and I'm still not locating the account. I do apologize. So, and you did say the product one moment. So let me see if I can speak to my supervisor and see if there's a way that she can actually, there's something that she can do or anything, because I'm not locating the account moment.
Yeah, if you would please, because this, I went through this whole thing back in November before we started traveling, and it was a very similar conversation where you guys were very unfamiliar with omax3.com, but then after a series of inquiries or whatever, then I did get reassured that, oh, it was one of, you know, it was associated with Omax Health.
Okay, so, one moment, please.
Okay. So when I clicked on that manage my subscription thing, it came up. So I think I can see. It's just so weird.
Okay, and I'm still here. Just grab me a moment. Okay, I'm just waiting for my supervisor to get back with me one moment, okay? Okay, I'm still here a moment. Okay, and can I have your email address one more time, please, sir? I know I have your first name, GaryBergan for the last name. The email again, please.
Yeah, it's all one word. It's Ref Chad, and that's spelled R-E-F-C-H-A-D, and that's a Gmail address.
Okay, you say you don't have the order number? One moment. Let me stay home, mama. Can I have my supervisor trying to look for your account as well? Okay, give me a moment.
Okay.
Let him stay here a moment. don't know how to. She's looking now, just about to. Okay. Hey, Selena, I'm still here. Okay. And can you verify your address for me, please?
Which address?
The
My
shipping
mailing
address,
address?
the mailing address, yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that's 19264 98th Avenue South, Renton, Washington, 98055.
Okay. I do see that the place, but the last order you placed was on the 24th of October for the OMAX 3.
That's correct. Yeah, and that's showing up now, by the way. Like I said, when I clicked on that other link and it took me to that OMAX store, myshopify.com, it's showing my purchase history. So, yes, I agree. And so now that was order number 1245.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay. So I guess I'm still a little bit confused. So now that I see this link is operable, I guess, and I was able to go in there and tell it to skip my next order. So I think I'm okay now. I'm still just very confused as to why you guys don't seem more familiar with this other extension of your company.
What other extension, sir?
Well, you're able to see this order number and stuff?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, but how are you accessing that when you don't acknowledge that there's an account associated with my email?
Okay, yes, sir. So my supervisor did go ahead and pull it up for me, sir, and she did actually send it over to me because I was in the wrong system. So we have a new system, okay. Now I'm still in the old one. So that's what, it was my issue, not yours.
Okay, so it's just that you guys are working on two different systems.
Well, we have the new one, and I was on the old one. I thought I clicked the new one, but it was the old one that I was going on, so it didn't show up anything. So it was my fault, actually.
Okay, that's fine. I just, like I said, it was just a little bit concerning to me that I just wanted to make sure I was dealing with the correct company. So I think we're okay now because, like I said, once I went into here, I was able to go ahead and tell it in the system to skip. It was going to do a shipment in 2 days, and I'm still traveling, so I didn't want it to ship in 2 days. And so it allowed me to skip that shipment. So I think I'm okay. I think we're all set. But
okay.
I was just confused.
No problem. Okay. I understand. And if you have more questions, you can give us the call back in. Thanks so much for calling OMXF, okay?
Okay. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.